So I'll read from 28 first. This is 35. Advaita Acharya, a very confidential servant named Kamalakant Vishwas, knew all the dealings of Advaita Acharya. Purport. The name Kamalakanta mentioned in the Adi Leela and the name Kamalakanta mentioned in Madhya Leela both refer to the same man. Kamalakant, a very confidential servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, born in a Brahmin family, engaged in the service of Sri Advaita Acharya as a secretary. When Paramanand Puri went from Navdvip to Jagannath Puri, he took Kamalakant Vishwas with him. And they both went to see Lord Chaitanya at Jagannath Puri. It is mentioned in the Madhya Leela 1094 that one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, a Brahman, Kamalakant, went with Paramanand Puri to Jagannath Puri. When Kamalakant Vishwas was in Jagannath Puri, he sent a note through someone to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. No one knew of that note, but somehow or other it reached the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one note established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it is also mentioned that Advaita Acharya had recently incurred a debt of about 300 rupees that Kamalakant Vishwas wanted to liquidate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very unhappy upon reading the note. Although his face still shone as brightly as the moon, thus smiling he spoke as follows. He has established Advaita Acharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is nothing wrong in this. For this he is indeed the Lord himself. Translation, now the text 35 which is written now. But he has made the incarnation of Godhead a poverty-stricken beggar. Therefore, I shall punish him for his correction. Purport. To describe a man as an incarnation of God or Narayan and at the same time present him as a poverty-stricken is contradictory. And it is the greatest offense. The Mayavadi philosophers engaged in the missionary work for spoiling the Vedic culture by preaching that everyone is God. Describing a poverty-stricken man a Dridra Narayan or poor Narayan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never accepted such foolish and unauthorized ideas. He strictly warned Mayavadi Bhashya Sunle Hoye Sarvanash. Anyone who follows the principles of Mayavad philosophy is certainly doomed. Such a fool needs to be reformed by punishment. Although it is contradictory to say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His incarnation is poverty-stricken, we find in the revealed scripture that when the Lord incarnated as Vamana, He begged some land from Maharaj Bali. Everyone knew, however, that Vamandeva was not at all poverty-stricken. His begging from Maharaj Bali was a device to favor him. When Maharaj Bali actually gave the land, Vamanadev exhibited his old powerful position by covering the three worlds with the three steps. One should not accept the so-called Dridra Narayan as incarnation because they are completely unable to show the opulence of the genuine incarnations of God. Om Agyante Mirindasya Gyananjan Shadaka Chakshana Milatam Yentasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutte Swam Rukudam Dhati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutleshmat Bhakti Vedanta Swaminit Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisheshunya Vadi Pasha Deshtarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Nashta Prayasya Buddhasya Nityam Bhagva Seva Bhagvati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtki Vancha Kalpatra Vishupa Sundu Vajpatita Nampav Nivashna Vibhyo Namo Namaha Narayanam Naraskrit Namcham Rautam Devin Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Budvesh Giraj Swamiti Namine. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced to the world the highest gift, which is Golokira Premdhan Harinam Sankirtan, the gift which is descendant from the spiritual world. I normally tell that when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, this is not creation of this material world. This is not created by Brahma. These simple words are not even created by Saraswati. Saraswati is a goddess of learning, whatever we see. But these 16 words, the name of Krishna has descended from the spiritual world. And when Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not incarnation, he is Krishna. Even when he comes with other incarnations, Ram, Narsingha, Vara, Matasya, Kurma, Rama, Adi, Muti, Shukala, Niyamanatishtan, he comes with the associates. And these associates are not conditioned souls. So they cannot be affected with the Maya, because they are eternally liberated. They are from the spiritual world. And Bhagavatam explains, nato nate daro yatha. It's like actor is acting on a stage. Like we see in our Bhaktivinoda manner, actors, they go to the stage and they do some acting. Similarly, Krishna does. Now, Kamala Kant, associate of Advaita Acharya, he cannot be illusioned. That's number one. And Advaita Acharya is, according to Gaur Gandesh Deepika, he is incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu and Sadashiv, combined form of Shiva and Vishnu. And now here, Kamala Kant written the note, he is a personal servant Kamala Kant is servant of Advaita Acharya, and he went to Jagannath Puri and he written a note. And in a note he established, now this is very important, one point Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning here, that do you mind if you can kindly take the child in the back? It's a little disturbing while I'm speaking. Don't mind. Thank you. I'm sorry, I know you were listening attentively, but thank you so much. So Kamala Kant, this is a very important point Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentioned in this verse. He mentioned that how nobody knew about this note. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knew about the note. So sometime in the society or in the association of devotees, it's a very important point. It's very important. Someone may not recognize you, what you're doing. Someone may not notice. But Prabhupada even mentioned, he said, if Krishna noticed you, your life is fulfilled. What is the point of if the world recognizes you and Krishna himself doesn't recognize you? What's the use? It's better let not the world recognize you at all and let Krishna recognize you. So one cannot hide from Krishna. This is how beautiful point over here is. Even anything, our dealings with, this is, I'm just practical point of view. Our dealings within the devotee community, we may think that nobody knows how I'm dealing, but the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna knows. So here he noticed, very important point. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy that Kamala Kant, he mentioned that Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of God, that Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very happy. He got pleased. But another, he said that he got some debt, 300 rupees. Now, it looks contradictory, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy. How can God be in a debtor? So he realized that Kamala Kant has not fully recognized what the Vishnu Tattva is, what the God is. That's why he's mentioning that. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he says, therefore I shall punish him for correction. Now this punishment is not like when somebody worship some Devi Devatas or some Tantric Vidya and you do something wrong and the demigods punishes you. But here the punishment to the devotee is different level. It is like a father. A father wants to correct his child. A child does something wrong. If you are dealing with the outside world, one does something wrong to someone and the other person wants to take actually revenge from other person. How dare you done that to me? So the person wants to take a revenge. We are under worship, even Indra, we see, then Vrindavan, when Krishna told Nanda Baba, he said, Nanda Baba, what are you doing today? He said, oh, we are preparing for worship of Indra. We do Indra worship once a year. He said, you don't need to do it. Why? No, we've been doing every day because we need grass for our cows. We are gavalas and our whole business is simply cows, you know, milk. And cow need grass and the grass only come through the rain. So we worship Indra every... No, you don't need to worship. But then Indra got upset. And he tried to punish Prajavasis. And when he tried to punish, then immediately they all went to Krishna. Krishna, please help. And Krishna was the merest child. He said, all right, don't worry. Come. And, you know, all the cows and the calves and the children, old, everybody come under this mountain. And Krishna lifted a mountain. Very easy for Krishna to lift. Sometimes people think that it is a fairy tale story. How can one lift a mountain? And Srila Prabhupada explains, what difficulty is there for God to do that? Is that He is floating so many planets in the sky. And for Krishna to lift a mountain, even when He's 5 years old, is very easy. Prabhupada was so great that he gave very scientifically answer. He said, well, you know, everything is depend on law of gravitation. So you throw up something, and it comes down because of the law of gravitation. So Krishna simply removed the law of gravitation from the mountain. Very scientifically, and the mountain was lifted very nicely. So easy. So that's how, it's very scientific, isn't it? Krishna, you, like, I got this mic, if I throw it comes down. So, well, I haven't got power to do that, but if you remove the law of gravitation from this mic, it will float. It's that simple. So, but here, Sri Radha Gokulanji ki jai, Sita Ram Raksha Hanuman ji, Kuntai ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to correct a child. When child does something wrong, let me correct him. Let me correct Kamala Kanta. Now when he was correcting Kamala Kanta, he considered Dridhar Narayan. This is a huge, Prabhupada explains that actually Mayavadis, they say Dridhar Narayan. Anybody who heard Dridhar Narayan? Anybody lift your hands up? Yeah? Now, what do they say? They say Manav Seva, Narayan Seva. They think that we are actually Paramatma. They think that's what the Mayavadi think. That's what they say, soham. Soham or sohang. These are two words. Same. It's like omkar and om. Two words. So some Mayavadi chant, not chant, but they meditate. Generally what they do, they take the tongue and they, what is the top of part of the mouth inside? I don't know. Huh? I don't know what it, well, in Hindi they call it talu. Okay? So you take a tongue and you hold to the talu. Like this. That's how they do. That's how I was given the same mantra. Because before coming to Krishna consciousness. Then you do that. And then you meditate on soham, soham, soham. Or sohang, sohang, sohang. That's how they do. And what do? For what reason they do? They think, you are same, I am same. You are same, I am same. This is the meaning of it. Whatever this philosophy is. You are same, I am same. Yes, it is okay for the Atma that we all are individual souls. But if I'm saying you are human, I'm human, you are human, I'm human, you are human, I'm human, and then say, who's the president, prime minister of this country? David Cameron. Okay. He's human, I'm human. So we are same. You are British, I'm British, you are British, I'm British, the prime minister is British, I'm British. So he's the prime minister, I'm prime minister. That's exactly what it is. It's a foolish philosophy. It is a foolish philosophy, isn't it? You are same, I'm same. You are same, I'm same. So whole life they meditate on this. And what do they think? They think that God is a light or God is a Brahm. And we are separate from the light. Another example that they say, God is like a sea and we are like a drop. And when we meditate with soham and sohang, at the end of our perfection with this meditation, this one drop, it will mix with the sea and will become the sea. So you are sea, but at the moment you are separated. This is their philosophy. And when they say this, then another thing they say, he said, there are two types of Mayavadis. One is called, whenever I come to the temple, somehow my verse comes to Mayavad. Last time I was given Bhagavatam class, it was Mayavad. And again I'm giving it as Mayavad, but what can you do? So, actually, the Shankara is a Mayavad. But that Mayavad is still, they do Panchupasana. Panchupasana, what does the Panchupasana means? They worship five deities. Even the Mayavadis. The worshipping, everybody worshipping deity does not mean that when you're worshipping deity, that means you're a Vaishnava. It's not. Or even pass list, or Shaktas, or Shivas, they say, well, fine, fair enough, you know. But what they do, Mayavadis do five deities. Vishnu, Brahma, Shiva, Durga, and Surya Narayan. So five deities, they worship. And even in Mayavadis, it's like Shankaracharya at the end, he told Narayan Parabhakta. Narayan is the supreme. So he told at the end, whole life he been giving this introduced this soham and sohang he introduced. But then eventually at the end, what did he say? He said, Bhajgovindam, Bhajgovindam, Bhajgovindam Mudamate. A foolish person. Forget about whatever I given you. At the end of that life, when you die, just you have to die, your grammar not gonna work. Simply you worship Krishna, Bhajgovindam, chant Krishna's names. Sorry, let me switch it off. So he's explaining, chant Krishna's names. So there are Mayavadis, they think, one that two, three different categories, they're different. One is, they think that God is actually a light, God is like a sea and we are drop and we're going to merge with him at the end with our meditation. That's one philosophy. Second philosophy think, okay, God is Narayan. Well, still, yes, God is a Narayan. He's a person. They accept him. But then they think that we're going to go and we're going to merge with the Narayan. So we are actually Narayan. We are separated from Narayan. And we're going to merge with Narayan. We're going to become Narayan. So the mantra which Ramanujacharya given, Om Namo Narayana, when he was worshipping this mantra was given simply to glorify Lord Vishnu. Om Namo Narayana. This was the mantra. But the Mayavadis, what they done, they taken the mantra, they go to Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, then they meet anybody else, human being, they said, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, that you are Narayana, you are Narayana, we all are Narayana. That's what they're thinking. Now, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining. It's a last snare of Maya. And this is one. I'm just going to come, then I'll come to Bhagavad Gita. Okay, then I'll explain how it is not right. So not only that, then there's another type of Mayavadis. They're not actually Mayavadis. They're called mental speculators. They never, if they are not Vaishnavas, they never introduced with the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. They never even knew the philosophy of Shankaracharya. They don't even do Panchupasana. Panchupasana means, you know, I've given you five deities. They don't even do that. They don't even read Vedas. Forget about Vedas even. Mayavadis means they read Vedas. Scholars, you know, they knew, yes, you know, and Shankaracharya, he never touched Bhagavatam. He touched Vedas, but he knew that Bhagavatam he cannot twist. So these are actually real Mayavadis. Now you got a fake Mayavadis. Now this is very interesting. You know, if you go to India, you can get any fake watches, you can get any fake jewelry. So if you can get a fake watches, fake jewelry, you can even get a fake Mayavad. Now, what is the fake Mayavad? Fake Mayavad name is Santmat. It started about 200-300 years ago. And what is this fake Mayavad? I mean, normally we don't mention names, but simply for your own, I mean, it's not to out of any hate or out of any enviousness. It's just simply for we are community of Vaishnavas sitting. It's like a Kabir. Kabir was a fake Mayavadi. I'm just giving one name. So there are plenty. You can ask me after the class sometime, you know, because class is going on the television, on the Mayapur TV and others, so people may be, you know, cannot understand. So fake Mayavadis, they do not read Vedas. They reject all the Vedas. Fake Mayavadis do not even worship Panchupasana. Fake Mayavadis has got only one thing. That is Guru and you. That's it. Simply Guru and you. And in there, over there in these fake people, they simply worship Guru. Chain of Guru, five Gurus, seven Gurus, eight Gurus, whatever who they are. And that's what they worship. And what sort of philosophy they worship? They say, I was just, you know, they say, it's like, ise patthar pooj hari mile, main poojo pahad. It's like Kabir very mentioned, says, he says, patthar pooj hari mile, main poojo pahad. He said, what is the use of worshipping statues? Stones. If you can get God by worshipping stones, then I can worship mountain. Then I should get better than God even. So this is very offensive philosophy, isn't it? There's one Mayavadi, I want name, you can ask me name after the class. So there are so many, otherwise, you know, I luckily, not luckily, but well, I born in that, I grew up with Mayavadis and I was initiated in a Mayavadi. I never liked them. Never liked them. That's why I like Prabhupada. Because the only person I met Prabhupada was the only person who openly criticized Mayavadis. That's what attracted me. Moment I opened the book, I said, this is the person I was looking all my life. And when I told my father, I told last class as well. When I told my father said, this is what it is. Beautiful. My father was very happy when I told him that I'm reading Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada. He was very happy, extremely happy. Now, one Mayavadi, he says, Ram gaya, Ravan gaya, Kete Kano Mahesh. Very famous Mayavadi in Punjab. Started 500 years ago. You can guess anyway. Some people think, oh, it's mixture of Vaishnavism. It's not. This Mayavadi is stolen. He went to Jagannath Puri and he's stolen practically. He taken the philosophy of Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev Goswami is a great poet, a great devotee. So he taken the poetry of Jayadev Goswami and introduced into that part of the world and taking that is my poetry. People think it's his poetry. It is not his poetry. It is Jayadev Goswami's poetry. He's a great Vaishnava. So this, because these Mayavadis, they cannot run their business without using Ram and Krishna. So somehow that they manipulate the philosophy. And at one point he says, Ram gaya, Ravan gaya, Kete Kano Mahesh. He says, Ram is dead, Ravan is dead, so many Maheshas, Shivas are dead, so many Krishnas are gone, so many Shivas are gone. But the Guru remains, and the Brahma remains. So this is the Mayavad philosophy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentioned when Mukunda, Shirvasangan, when he was showing the Prakash Leela, and he given darshan to everybody, but then he told Mukunda, he said, I don't want to see him. Why? Because he was reading Yog Vashishta. Now, Lord Ramchandra, at the time Lord Ramchandra, Vishwamitra Muni, he was a Vaishnava, Vaishnava in the sense he was a Brahmagyani, but he knew Ram is the Supreme Personality. Now, Ram was sent to Vishishta Muni. Now, Vashishta Muni has written a yoga system which is called Vishishta Yoga, and that is actually a Mayavad. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned that. He said, no. He goes to Mayavadis and he read Yoga Vashishta, and now he come here and he chant Hare Krishna. I don't want to see him. But then he prayed then with the mercy of devotees. So whenever we do, whatever we do, it is all that devotee's mercy. We are sitting here, it's the mercy of a devotee. Bhagavat Prashado, Yashya Prashada, Bhagavat Prashado, Yashya Prashada, Na Gati Kotopi. There is no Gati without the mercy of a devotee or guru. Every one of us sitting in this room, every one of us, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read Prabhupada, his books. How do we get in touch with the books? Through some devotee. Some devotee passing by, sir, can you take this? This is a very beautiful, you know, this blue boy is Krishna. You make people chant, sir, please chant Krishna's names. People go, devotees go into the street, Prabhupada said, tell them to hold the book even. Sometimes we go, we let them hold, touch the book. At least they touch the book. They have touched Krishna somehow or other. So this is called mercy of a devotee. Without devotee's mercy, it's impossible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then devotees pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Lord Chaitanya, please, Nimai, please, you know, let him come, you know. And then he said, all right, I'll see him after as many as leaves on the Imli tree. You seen Imli tree? What is it called in English? Tamarind. My English is still after 35 years a foreign language to me, you know. So I still can't pronunciate properly sometimes few English words. But this Imli, it's got very small leaves. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, after that many births, I will see him. He'll start dancing. Oh, no problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going to see me? Fantastic. He was dancing. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like, okay, come on in. So he came. That's the mercy of a devotees. Advaita Acharya, because Advaita Acharya's father's aid to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew, and now he was not giving him attention because he was giving him a respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to pay obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, he said, no, you're my father's age. But then he acted like a Mayavadi. When he spoke Mayavadi philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very angry with him. And said, oh, now my purpose is served. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning here, Mayavadi bhasha sunle hoy sarvanash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, one should not hear from a Mayavadi. Now why? Very simple. Updrishta anumanta. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Natavam jatunasham, natavam neme janadipa, nachyavna vishya sarve bhyamte param. There was never a time when you did not exist, I did not exist, these kings did not exist, and there will never be a time when we all dissolve. Krishna explained very nicely in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Nyanam chidanti shastrani nyanam dhati pavaka, na chanam kalandhyapo, na shoshute maruta. A soul cannot be cut. If soul cannot be cut, how Brahma can be cut? Mayavadi is so wrong. If soul cannot cut, how Brahma can be cut? If you think that Brahma is cut, then Krishna explains, Nanam Chidanti Shastra Nanam Dhati Pavaka Anna Kalen Dhyapo. It cannot be moistened by water. If it cannot be moistened, it cannot be make even wet. How can you mix with the water? Isn't it? Make logic, isn't it? Nanam chastra, nanam dhati bhavaka anacha. It cannot be burnt. How can light mix to light? It cannot be burnt. So this Mayavad philosophy, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned, Mayavadi bhasha sunle hoye sarvanash. Now why? Because it looks very nice. One think, well, why should I serve somebody? I'm going to become a god. I am God. I am Narayan. I'm going to become Narayan. And they say, Mayavadi, they say that Manav Seva, Narayan Seva. If you serve a human, means you're serving Narayan. This sort of concocted philosophy is given. And but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are the only one who criticizing. Prabhupada said, I'm the only one who's criticizing Mayavadis. 99% of people are Mayavadis. Even they're Mayavadis in Vrindavan. I don't know if I told this story. I think I told this story a long time ago. Once when Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela, one Ramanandi sadhu came. Ramanandi householder man. Sadhu mean does not mean that always, you know, beard and, you know, some malas and saffron clothes. So a householder can be a sadhu. So this very nice gentleman, he came with a nice 10-year-old boy in Kumbh Mela when Prabhupada was there. And he had one plate. He had paid obeisance to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was all his devotees. And he said to Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, can you do me a favor? Can you be kind enough? I'd like to wash your feet. Can you let me wash your feet? Now Prabhupada recognized this man, that this is a devotee, he knows the conclusion of scriptures. So Prabhupada said, okay. So when he washed, Prabhupada let him wash his feet. He had everything. He came prepared. He knew Prabhupada this day. He came prepared. He had a bag. He had taken a plate out of his bag. He put under Prabhupada's lotus feet. And he was already prepared. He had a little pot with the Gangajal. Right in, you know, Prayag. So he taken the Gangajal out. And then he washed Prabhupada's feet. And then he drank the Charanamrita. Because Bhaktapada Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jala, Bhakti Bhukti Sheshatina Mahabal. The most powerful thing is three things. The remnants of devotees. The dust from the lotus feet of devotees. And the water from the lotus feet of devotees, pure devotees. So when he done, he taken and he given to all the devotees, he sprinkled water and he was so happy. And he said to Prabhupada, now Ganga has come to, this is the purpose of Ganga. Ganga means, you know, she got purified with the lotus feet of devotees. So he knew that the conclusion that Ganga has to come and wash the feet of pure devotee. So anyway, he was very happy and he had 10-year-old son and Prabhupada said to him, give me your son. He said, Prabhupada, he is too small, Swamiji. He is only 10-year-old. Prabhupada said, no, don't worry, just give it to me. I'll look after him. I'll make him Acharya. Prabhupada said, I'll make him Acharya. He said, no, Swamiji, he is too young. I want to teach him a Sanskrit. Prabhupada said, there is no need for Sanskrit. It's amazing, isn't it? None of us. I mean, I remember when I used to go to school, I was in the R.S. Maji school. I studied in a Mayavadi school. It's like a Gurukul, day school. So Mayavadi day school. This is where I studied. And luckily I had a teacher who was personalist. And we would sit in his class and he would teach us story of Krishna and story of Ram. And we used to love it. And it was a Mayavadi school and we were learning Krishna consciousness over there. And Sanskrit was so difficult. It was so difficult. And I remember whenever the Sanskrit period would come, I said, oh my God, and we had to do it. It's part of, at that time it was part of, well, even that in the schools still, that's a part of the education. And I still remember some latai, latabhyam, latabhyo, something like this. But very difficult. But that's all. I didn't go deep. I didn't want to study because it was so difficult. But how do we know Sanskrit? Simply reading Prabhupada books. We didn't become any scholars. Prabhupada said to him, you don't need to send him to learn Sanskrit. Just give it to me. He said, no, Swamiji, he is yours. He said that. He said, Swamiji, this child is yours. I have already given you in my mind. He's yours. But I will send him at the right time. And the Prabhupada took his hand and he rubbed his head of 10-year-old child. He went. time gone, Prabhupada departed 1977, Prabhupada when after leaving Prabhupada, now there was another Kumbh Mela. Now this Kumbh Mela came and Avariskan devotees were there. Now this devotee was, I think he was from Vrindavan or no, no. Anybody know Tatpar Das? Tatpar Prabhu? No? You don't know? Yeah? Okay, his name is Tatpar Prabhu. Tatpar Das. So, disciple of Prabhupada. So then this Kumbh Mela was there. We have our own camps, like we have ISKCON camps. Now one young Acharya, he was walking, he had so many sadhus around with him all the way. And then he is very effulgent, very young, very effulgent. He came to the tent of ISKCON. And then he met the devotee. And then he asked him, he said, Tatpar Prabhu, did you recognize me? So practically, ISKCON devotees paid obeisance. Some Acharya has come, Vaishnava Tilak. He looks Vaishnava from Ramanuja Sampradaya, Ramanandi Sampradaya. So they all paid obeisance. So he paid obeisance. He said, no, what are you doing? He said, no. You remember me, Tatpar Prabhu? He said, well, I don't. He said, I don't remember. He said, I'm the same boy, 10 years old. My father came, you remember? I used to climb on your shoulders. So this child, he used to, one of the devotees of Avariskan at that time, Brahmachari. So this 10 years old child, one after having interaction with Prabhupada, he was climbing on his shoulders and playing and all this. And now this same child came back. And he said, you remember? He said, you know, when I was 10, my father came. He said, yes, I remember. He said, I'm the same child. He said, oh my God. And then he said, oh. He said, but do you know what Prabhupada said? He said, my father was a pure devotee of Krishna, of Vishnu, and he recognized Prabhupada, and Prabhupada recognized my father because they both were pure devotees. He said, then my father sent me to Varanasi. He said, I want you to go to Varanasi and study in Varanasi because Varanasi is full of Mayavadis. I want you to study Sanskrit there for 10 years. He said, I came to Varanasi. I studied Sanskrit. He said, when I studied Sanskrit for 10 years, my heart was weeping. My heart was weeping when I saw Mayavad philosophies, how they're twisting Krishna consciousness, how they're twisting the conclusion of the Vedas. And I don't know about you, but I can feel it. Why? Because when I was a child, I used to cry. Is there anybody who can teach me? I never liked this Brahmajyoti idea. But anyway, then Prabhupada told me, my father, that I want to make him Acharya. You know what I'm now? He said, actually, there were two groups in Ramanandi Sampradaya. They were having some conflicts. He said, so I came back from Varanasi. Then I sorted the conflicts out. And then they declared me that they wanted me to become Acharya. He said, I have become the Acharya of this Sampradaya, Ramanandi Sampradaya. And I became Acharya because pure devotee of Krishna, Prabhupada, he wanted to make me Acharya. So I have become Acharya simply because of Prabhupada. Now one more important thing he said, which is really far out. This is so brilliant what he said. He said, but more important than that, my father, before leaving his body, he said to me, actually you are not preaching Krishna philosophy, Krishna consciousness, or Vaishnava philosophy. He said, the Swami Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, ISKCON, that is preaching the real philosophy of Vaishnavism. He said, the devotees of ISKCON are preaching. His father told him that you must assist them. Can you imagine? A person born in a Vaishnava family, a person is Acharya, and his father is instructing him that you go and assist devotees. So, the whole thing, the Prabhupada has introduced this, sometimes we feel that, you know, we don't agree with some devotees philosophically, It will happen. It has been happened. It is happening. And it will continue to happen. Never going to be stopped. It's like if you read right in the same chapter, this one important verse, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he finished his pastimes, 13 up sampradayas sprouted. Aula, Baula, Jat, Guthai, you know, all these sampradayas came. They deviated. Look who deviated. But I think the last time I told, the Namachar Haridas Thakur, his own disciple, his direct disciple deviated. And he started Atibari Sampradaya. Krishna consciousness is not that easy. It's very easy. It's very simple. It is very easy. But if one wants to make it complicated, it is most complicated. And that is why even here, where is that? Hold on, let me read this. This is a beautiful verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, he says, Prathamek Mata Acharya Gana Pache Dui Mata Haile Daivara Karana. At first, all the followers of Adaita Acharya shared a single opinion. Listen very carefully. I'm trying to avoid Bengali, so you can not lose the time. At first, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, in the same chapter, Adi Lila, chapter 12, number 8, Advaita Acharya. He is talking about Advaita Acharya. He is saying, at first all the followers of Advaita Acharya shared a single opinion, but later they followed two different opinions as ordained by providence. Now, listen to the next verse. Kehina Acharya ne kehina swatantra savmata kalpana kare daiva pratantra. Some of the disciples strictly accepted the order of the Acharya and others deviated. Listen very carefully. Others deviated independently, concocting their own opinions under the spell of Devi Maya. This is the next one. Acharya Mata ye sei mata sar, tahara gya langi chale sei achar. The order of the spiritual master is active principle in spiritual life. Anyone who disobeys the order of spiritual master immediately becomes useless. And look what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying here. He's saying, Ashir naam hetane nahi priyojana, Beda jani bare kaya ektra gana. There is no need to name those who are useless. I mentioned them only to distinguish them from the useful devotees. So this explains that people directly from Advaita Acharya, they even deviated. So we are conditioned souls. There's bound to be deviation. It happened after Prabhupada. We see devotees, our community suffered from some deviations. Still going on in different ways. And it will never stop. Even after that happened. So what should be done? Only one thing has to be done. I born in a jeweler's family. So being a jeweler, I was 5 years old when I started going to my father's shop. And father, while see him making, so I started making. This is the Vedic culture. Prabhupada said, he said in Vedic culture, if father is a farmer, child automatically learns the farming. So I learned jewelry trade when I was 7, 5, 6, 7. I've been making since that time. I'm 57 now. For 50 years, I'm still doing it. That's how I maintain myself. So for 50 years, been working with a jewelry. Now, gold itself is 24 carat. It's shining. You put in a fire, it shines. You put an outside fire, it shines. Actually, it shines. It's not dull yellow color. It shines. You get a grains, or you get a bar, whatever you get, it shines. Moment we put a little alloy in there. Prabhupada used word unalloyed devotion. Have you? Yes? You read? How many people read? Unalloyed devotion. Unalloyed devotion. You use a little bit, very little. Moment you use a little speck of any alloy, copper or maybe silver, that's the main two metals we put. Moment you touch, immediately lose shine. More you touch, more shine will lose. And then what happened? The color of gold, 22 carat, forgot about 18 carat or 9 carats, you know. 22 actually is black. A yellow, who is shiny yellow gold, it turns to black. Because when you heat alloyed gold, more the alloy is, more black it is. So Krishna consciousness is exactly 24 karat gold. And we should present as it is. Prabhupada mentioned Bhagavad Gita as it is. Moment you add something, take something, you are playing with the words of Krishna. If we do something, we are playing with the words of Krishna. So our philosophy is, it's like you go to Rolex. I've given this example so many times. You go to a branded company. Go to a Rolex watch company. When you go to Rolex showroom, they do not sell any other brand. They do not keep any other brand to attract people. They only keep one brand. And how do they sell the brand? They sell on the merits of the brand. And that is called marketing skill. And I was good, I was very lucky. I studied economics. I done master's in economics. So somehow there's some certain things are gifted. The one gift is the marketing. So yeah, I mean, when I was young, my father was very good. He taught me how to do the marketing. So marketing skill, when I was in my college days, universities days, when I done commerce and economics, then I done the marketing skill. And that one of our professor, he taught one lesson. And one lesson he taught that, and that is always with me, always. And that is a lesson I'm using in Krishna consciousness too, and it works. That's a lesson I used in my. I learned trade from my father, marketing skill. Even I learned from my father as well. From that professor, he taught. He said, he taught us how to do advertise, how to do the marketing. He said, you should convince 100% any product. And you should market the product on the merits of the product. You can never go wrong. So one should have a strategy. The market, marketing means don't change anything. Rolex watch means Rolex watch. Gold means pure gold, pure gold. So our product is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that's all we have to sell. We go onto the streets and what do we do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. There is no other tactic need to be known. Prabhupada introduced, distribute books, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam. Three things, that's it. Never go wrong. You never go wrong. It will shine. It shine. You see, Prabhupada went to America. What did he do? He did not add anything. He went to yoga club of Dr. Mishra's yoga club. And Dr. Mishra used to say, no, you can't say philosophy, because he was afraid. Prabhupada didn't open a yoga club to attract people. Prabhupada didn't open a yoga club at all. He said, no. He went to his club. He preached. He told them to chant Hare Krishna. And then they used to argue even. And Prabhupada kept one philosophy, one product, that is Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada introduced Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Invite devotees. What do you do? Prasadam, come take prasadam. What do you do? Do kirtan and read books. That's simple. It's like gold is so simple. Shine, it shine. It was shining, it will shine, it will remain shining. Three things, never go wrong. Add something else, you are taking risk. This is a risk. Okay, I think I stop, but please, my request to all of you is unalloyed devotion, unalloyed philosophy, unalloyed Krishna consciousness. The Krishna is God. I am servant of God. How I will connect with Krishna? Simply by chant Hare Krishna and taking prasadam, association of devotees. So simple. It's so simple philosophy. It's so beautiful and simple. He is God, living and his servant. Connecting both of them is, established relationship is, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasad in the association of devotees, discussing topic about Krishna, Punya Sharman Kirtam, that's it. So this is simple. This is 24 karat gold. Everything else, well, 9 karat, 18, 20, whatever you can take. From Indian shops you can take 22 karat. From English shop you can take 9 karat. But if you come to Srila Prabhupada, and that Prabhupada has given 24 karat gold. That's why he shined. And that's why he told. He said, I got nothing. I got no other magic. I only had one thing. I did not add anything. Prabhupada said that. He said, I'm successful. He said, the reason I'm successful is because I did not add anything. I presented this 24 karat gold as it is. This is Krishna. Please chant Krishna. I stop. I think I got a little emotional anyway. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I think I've taken a very long class. I'm so sorry. I mean, anybody like to ask any question, any comment? Jayadev Prabhu, would like to say anything? Yes. Yes. It's different. They came from not Santmat. The different is called Santmat. They actually came from Kali worship. They are not from.
So they're more Shaktas.
Yeah, they are the branch of Shaktas actually. They are branch of Shaktas. They are not a branch of Mayavadi. They are branch of Shaktas. Yeah, there is one guru in Punjab, he says that actually his wife name, in 1856 he started, I won't go details, but you should need to know. My father used to fight with these gurus, this particular guru, and he said, he's a bogus, my father used to say. That's how I learned from my father, right? Child, 5 years old child, listening to his father. Father said, this guru is bogus. I said, yes, this guru is bogus. That's how I used to learn. Because my father taught. My father's friend used to be, and whenever these followers of these gurus will go, he said, these are bogus. So I learned from the child, my father's friend is saying he's bogus. Father is saying bogus. So he must be bogus. But then why he said bogus? Because in 1856, this guru, he was retired from, military. And he went to Agra. So he's retired. Nothing to do, what to do? No business, nothing to do. So in India, there is some Kabir, Bhule Shah, and Guru Nanak. They call Sakhis. Sakhis like poems, poetry. It's part of Santmat, they call. All that. This is called Santmat. Actually, they don't know what Santmat is. Santmat actually means is Santasadeva Hardeshu Vilokanti Yan Sham Sundram Chinta Guna Srupam Govindamadi Pushyam Tamam Bajam. That sant person is sant only when he sees Govindam, Yan Sham Sundram, who is seeing Sham Sundar all the inside and outside. This is really sant. But they given some name called Santmat. So what they do, this guru, this person, he went to his house and he started reading. This is how he started. He started reading some, Bhule Shah is actually Sufi Muslim. He written some poetry, very nice poetry. Not as a version, but I mean Mayavad poetry. So he used to read this poetry and some family members said, oh, Babaji, they call anybody who's old, the people call Babaji in India. This is no common word. So he said, Babaji, what are you doing? He said, I'm reading Bhule Shah and Kabir. And Kabir was, Prabhupada even said, use word rascal. Because he says, Pathar pooj hari mile mai pooju bahat. So he was not a devotee. He was literally very dangerous Mayavadi. Anyway, so this guru, this person, Babaji, started reading. So some street people, India means the narrow streets, people can see what you're doing in your house, the other people, neighbors can see what you're doing in this house, you know, in old cities in India. So in Agra, when the other people, street neighbors, they saw Babaji reading something, oh, Babaji, what are you reading? He said, I'm reading Kabir and Bulesha. Oh, okay. Can we come and hear it? Yeah, sure, please come. So they're sitting with this Babaji. And slow, his name was Shivdayal. So then they start sitting and listening to this Babaji's poetry and all this. So slowly, slowly they start gathering. They said, okay, every Sunday we'll have a satsang. They call it satsang. So they start satsang on the street. Then they had to hire another place. So now they start making a big festival, a lot of followers. So the person's wife name was Radha. So I'm sorry, I don't know if it goes on air or not. I don't know if anybody offends somebody. But anyway, the person calls, wife name was Radha. So people have these names. So people start calling Radha Swami, that the husband of Radha. So the new sect came up, which is very popular in Punjab. So the word came up, Radha Swami means, so they address each other. We say Hare Krishna, they say Radha Swami. So they came as a Radha Swami sect. So then their philosophy is, I'm sorry, I'm not here to say something, but the point is this. So these people very openly, they say. And what they say, they said, Radha means soul, and Swami means the guru. So you all are Radhas. So this is a concoction, isn't it, of Radha, actually word of Radha. And sometimes they even say, very openly, they say, oh, these Krishna people, they are worshipping statues. It's like a children. When you're a child, you play with the dolls. When you grow up, you stop playing with the dolls, you just worship a guru only. So these sort of, you know, very, very dangerous philosophies are there. So what you call is, Prabhupada said, I'm the only one. Prabhupada did say that, and it is true, Prabhupada, because Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, other Vaishnava Sampradaya, they are not preaching. Yes, they are practicing. They got their temples, even Nimbarkacharya or Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, so the Vaishnava Sampradaya, but nobody is coming forward. They're saying, okay, fair enough. We are sitting in our ashram, anybody comes, you tell them what is Vishnu. If you don't tell them, forget it. But if you really want to save the world, you want to save, there's only one movement who's saving the entire world, and that is Prabhupada ISKCON. So we have to, and we can only save the world, we can only participate in this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada if we simply sell pure gold, 24 karat gold. That's what we have to do. Only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else. Prasadam. Let them eat prasadam. Anyway, this class is going late, so I think I'll stop. Sorry. Srila Prabhupada ki nitai go premanande.